Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's September 2nd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, we're going to start your Hump Day edition off a little bit of hacker news. Oh, yeah. And this one has to do with Lizard Squad. Yes, Lizard Squad has claimed responsibility for the temporary takedown of the UK's National Crime Agency website. Now, this all has to do with what happened last week when the agency announced that the UK police had apprehended six British teenagers for using Lizard Squad. Mind you, though, all those suspects were released on bail, and the NCA said it would be visiting 50 addresses to issue warnings to registered users. So that didn't set too kindly with Lizard Squad. So they did the DDoS attack. Yeah, just a denial of service attack right to the NCA website. And Lizard Squad was also quick to take responsibility for it too. They took right to Twitter and said, hey, guess what we're doing? Now, there's been really no comment from the NCA about the website takedown. And we all know that Lizard Squad is still very much operational. And it's probably very doubtful that they'll be able to gather all members up of Lizard Squad. So look for them to strike again. That is, if you get on Lizard Squad's bad side. Yeah. Moving on to more news happening in the UK. Apple Pay. All right. Yeah, £20. Big flipping deal, huh? Yeah, there's been a lot of complaints in the UK about Apple Pay being only, I can use £20 and I'm done for the day. Well, the UK Cards Association might be able to help you out with that. It has raised the limit of contactless card payments to, are you ready for this? £30 a day. Oh, yay. The UK Cards Association has acknowledged that contactless card payments are widely being adopted and used on a regular basis. So they're figuring, yeah, it may be a good time to up the limit. So that should make your day a little bit happier now. Instead of getting one latte at Starbucks, now you can get two. Speaking of payments, PayPal has just launched a new peer-to-peer payment service, calling it PayPal.me. Yes, it's a new way for people to request money from anyone across the globe. PayPal.me allows you to name your money with a personal link, allowing people to pay you back easily. All you need to do is actually just share that PayPal.me link. That can be done through email, text, you know, what have you. And anybody wishing to pay you can click on that link and then enter an amount. Then all you do is hit send and the money will be transferred to your PayPal account. Pretty easy, isn't it? PayPal saying the main focus on PayPal.me aims to curb awkward conversations about tracking people down that owe you money. So you just send them a link and say, come on, get on with it. The service has already launched and is available in the US, UK, Germany, Australia, Canada, Russia, Turkey, France, Italy, Spain, Poland, Sweden, Belgium, Norway, Denmark, Netherlands, Switzerland, and Austria. Woo! There's a lot of countries there. Now, we all know about Apple's new upcoming news app. Yeah, get all your news on your Apple News app. Well, Samsung, guess what? They're going to copy a thing once again. Yes, it's going to create its own news app for its Galaxy devices. Yes, Samsung has announced a partnership with Alex Springer, who's actually a publisher of European newspapers, and the new platform will be called Upday. Really? Upday? That's what you're going to call a news platform? Okay. Now, like I said, it's going to be exclusive to Samsung Galaxy devices, and you're actually going to be able to try out that beta version starting today. As far as I know, it's actually available right now in the Google Play Store. Now, Upday is being pitched as an aggregated news content platform that's going to give you news that's local, and then, of course, it's going to give you world news, too. Kind of like what we already get with News 360 and about 500,000 other apps. And finally, hey, we've been talking about so much about cell phones. Why don't we talk about that new cell phone you bought? It's nice. It's shiny. It's new. It's got malware for you. I said, what? Well, according to security company G-Data, it has identified more than 20 mobile phones that have malware installed right from the get-go. And they're saying it doesn't appear to be an infection that is occurring during manufacturing. Nope, somebody is unlocking the phone, putting the malware on there, and then relocking that phone. Now, most of these phones are sold in Asia and Europe through third parties or middlemen, and really aren't coming directly from the manufacturers. These are the phones that they kind of, hey, I smuggled this in from China, I can get this really cheap for you. You know, those kind of people. Now, you might be wondering, just bought a new phone. Is my brand affected? Well, some of those infected phones include Xiaomi, Huawei, Lenovo, and they're saying that that's just the tip of the iceberg. So it sounds like there's a lot of phones out there that could have it. Now, the malware itself is actually embedded in a legitimate app, say like Facebook. Hence that app usually a lot of times is already pre-installed on those phones. And what's the bigger pain in the butt? You can't remove it. Yeah, it's impossible for you and I to remove it since it resides inside the phone's firmware. So what's the best action to take as a consumer? Well, don't go down to Davey on the corner and say, "Hey, Davey, you know, what you got today? You give me a good deal on a Samsung?" Yeah, Davey will give you a good deal and probably get your credit card information at the same time. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the great technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day, and thank you so much for listening.